Hello, welcome to the podcast. Today we happen to be in a shared office kitchen. Anna has come to my workspace, and at any moment somebody could come through that door right there. That salmon pink door.
I've got trepidation and excitement at what might come in. Like, as in food-wise. I love looking at other people's food. Don't you?
I think also whilst we're here, we're going to raid the kitchen drawers and see what is actually in this shared kitchen.
There's nothing like a shared kitchen, though. I remember before I became a Slim Morgan consultant, my last job, we had a rotation of cleaning the fridge. Oh my goodness me, that was a job where you needed chemicals and, I don't know, what are those people who are in pesticides? Oh, it's a door thing. It's a block of cheese on the floor. Okay, should we move on?
Well, that's where we start today. You can see our mindset. Today we're talking about the Free Food Festival. There's a new book in town called Cook, Slim, Save. Very difficult to say on a podcast. That's possibly the only time we'll say that, because that could go wrong. We'll be talking about fitting cooking around your busy lifestyle, some of the recipes that are kind of out there in the world of this new range, and what the Free Food Festival actually involves. But first of all, we have some incredible milestones coming into the inbox. Let's go and hear from not one, but two Emmas.
Greetings, Slimming World podcast listeners. It's always a joy to hear your non-scale victories. Here's who's left us a message this week.
Hi, my name's Emma and I attend Sarah Blight's Rose Hill Group in Sutton. Thanks to my amazing consultant and all the supportive members in group, I've managed to lose just under 2.5 stone in 5 months and I'm no longer pre-diabetic.
Next message.
Hi Anna and Claire, I'm Emma and I attend Marie's Thursday morning group in Sippon and Berkshire. My milestone moments of late are getting through Christmas with zero guilt. I made peace with the decisions I made, what the scale said, and got back to plan when I could. It's so important not to feel that guilt when you are enjoying life's precious moments. I've also fallen back in love with running after an operation last year. So my body magic gold award is once again in sight. I love running when I go away with my job and have the privilege of running in different international locations. My best advice would be not to be afraid to go out of your comfort zone. I recently received a weighted hoop to help with varying my body magic. It's such great fun, and I've also become manager of my daughter's under nines football team. Sometimes it's about the life achievements and non-scale victories too. Wishing you all a fab month enjoying our lovely plan.
Thank you so much to Emma and Emma, and I actually found those really inspirational and actually quite emotional. You know, the idea of Emma talking about not being afraid to go out of your comfort zone, this idea of no guilt, that, you know, and it's showing really how Slimming World is more than a food plan. It just kind of like hit me between the eyes, you know. It's so lovely to hear how so many of you are doing, of finding your way through, because I imagine there could be people listening to this who might be at the start of the journey, maybe come to a bit of a crossroads, and they're looking for tips, advice, something to kind of help get them, you know, back in the zone.
Yeah, it's so exciting to hear about people's success, because then it helps you believe you can do it too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Love listening to these.
So I'm Claire, this is Anna. We do the Slimming World podcast, where we actually put out a podcast every single Monday. It's just that every other Monday, they're only available in the Slimming World members area. On the other Mondays, then you get to hear us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you normally listen to us. So we hope whether you are taking a walk with the dog, or you are driving to work, or maybe you're even cooking and chopping your veg as you speak, that you get to feel like you are beside us doing whatever you do, like our third friend at the table. So this idea about slimming, saving, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the cost of living.
Oh, it's crazy.
Bills are coming through, you know, after Christmas for electricity and gas. There's been the inflation, the rising cost of food as well. It's certainly something that, if we only looked at the press, is everywhere you turn.
It's terrifying. And it's terrifying when you think it's so different to last year, isn't it? And I think we've got to be a lot more savvy than we perhaps were a year ago in terms of what we eat, how we cook it, what we use to cook it in. But I'm proud and excited to say we've got some ways that you can do it that, you know, will lead to being fun. I wanted to say variful, but that's not a word, is it? With variety, that's another word.
And variable.
Variable, okay. because I always say, free food is your friend. And if we can get back to that free food and we can look at ways that we can adapt that to our family, to our budget, we can fit our taste, then we can have fun with it. And that's why Free Food Festival is so exciting, because it's like a month of celebrating everything free.
If you don't know the plan, then Slimmer World has a plan where it breaks things into free food, healthy extras A, healthy extra B. It covers all your calcium, your fibre needs. It also has SINS, which stands for Synergy, by the way. It's S-Y-N-S, where there is more flexibility, I suppose, to have if you want the crisps or the cake.
Whatever
measured,
you want to use, yeah.
Weighed,
your
that
oil,
kind of thing.
Your butter, whatever you wanted to use.
But the free food, I mean, how do you describe? Because there are a whole list of like, what, over 300 kind of foods which are marked as free. What does free food actually mean?
So free food means that it's very low in calorie, but very filling, essentially. So we've given you these to have in unlimited amounts because we know that you will be filled up and you are going to be very satisfied from them. Also, they don't spike your appetite. You know, like fat and sugar give you like a peak in your blood sugar. They also long-term will reduce your appetite, but they're great for weight loss because they're so low in calorie and so filling.
So I guess the essence of Free Food Festival, which is celebrated with the online community and within groups, is that you make meals using predominantly free food.
Well, yeah, Free Food Festival.
Ideally,
all
of it.
Free food, yeah. So the idea of the festival is that it's going to be run in groups, there's going to be competitions, you're going to make something a free food dish. And the exciting thing is, the prize is to have your dish made into the Iceland range.
So hang on, in the group, you bring a dish, everyone tastes it, they vote, they maybe win a tea towel or something like that, which highly exciting.
And a sticker and a certificate, and then that will be submitted to your district final and then probably your national final. I'm not sure on the exact criteria of that, but yeah, and then whoever wins will go and be placed in the Iceland range. So yeah, it'll be about...
Whoa, hang on a sec. You could make up a meal out of your mind in your own kitchen, then go to group, and then suddenly everyone across the country could go to Iceland and eat your meal. That is mad.
I mean, yeah, there's a couple of phases you've missed out there, but essentially, yes. So, you know, it's about getting excited about free food. It's about finding those new kind of ways. What could you make that actually is gonna make you excited by food? Is it a massive pasta dish? Is it something, I don't know, with roasted vegetables and fish? Is it something using, I don't know, tofu and some roasted veg? Whatever it is. And then it's that free food that people fall in love with, and it's going to get voted. So lots of excitement going on in group. And do you know what? Can you imagine walking into your local Iceland and seeing your meal there? I mean, that would be the thing dreams are made of for me, because you can just prick holes in it and put it in the microwave. So, yeah.
I suppose, with the free food, if I kind of think, I mean, I follow the plan, you know, as a vegan, and I look at kind of ways that I can save, and some of the recipes that I was looking at in the new book, we had a little sneaky peek. There's one which is a Massam curry, which is chickpeas, for instance. So a great protein source,
yeah.
And actually pretty cheap. You can buy a big bag of chickpeas for about £1.50,
wow.
I think. In the supermarket, probably cheaper. You can buy like the tins, which are like, what, 50, 60p?
I picked up a tin of chickpeas the other day for 33p. Do you know what I mean? So that's a really great way to hit the protein and make an inexpensive meal, isn't it? You know, I think it's about thinking outside a lot of the box a lot of the time. Like, there's a piri piri beef noodles in this book as well. And actually, that might not be something that I'd pair together, but the book has shown me like a really inexpensive way, dry noodles, and I'd use the veg that was probably going off in the bottom of the fridge, and, you know, cheaper cuts of beef. So there's things in this book that are kind of quite exciting as well, like a banana breakfast pot. Coffee and banana breakfast pot. I mean, they are three words that I live my life by. Coffee, can't get up without it. Banana, have at least four a day. And breakfast, favourite meal of the day.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, because I also saw, I mean, there was a salmon and black bean tacos. But to be honest, I just call it a black bean tacos.
Yeah.
And I certainly with the spices and the flavouring that it has in, which makes a really, really nice kind of free food meal. I mean, even when you go back to the basics, like, you know, your curry and rices, your spaghetti bolognese. I mean, I remember, I think it was episode 61, the first episode that we announced that we were going to be sponsored by Slimming World. Yeah. And we took some of our food, our meals, didn't we, to get the people who kind of design the Slimming World Iceland range. Yeah. We got them to taste our meals, but they would not decide a winner between me and Anna. We were very disappointed.
It was clearly me, but they wouldn't say it, would they? No. But again, it's those really basic things that could allow you to save some money. So I'm a meat eater, but meat is so expensive now. So I've started to do things like shepherd's pie spag bowls and buy the smaller packet of mince and then use lentils or some corn mince that is cheaper, or bulk it out with veg. We're trying to eat like meat three or four nights a week because it is much cheaper. It really is. But look at protein sources in different ways. So from, you know, pulses and things like that, or meat-free replacements. So I think how I am trying to live my life with food optimizing, free food and losing weight is looking at those time savers but money savers. So I always have in my freezer frozen red peppers, frozen onions and frozen mushrooms now, and something else I just spotted the other day. Have you seen frozen chopped tomatoes? Because that has changed my world slightly.
Yeah. What? Chopped, really?
Yeah, I'm the only one that likes tomatoes in our house. So sometimes with a cooked breakfast...
Oh my God, how do you do any Slimming World recipe? I was joking with someone in group and she was like, every Slimming World recipe she does has got tomatoes in.
I lie to my small child. She doesn't know they're tomatoes, and Phil will eat them if they're cooked. But if I was going to have like a cooked breakfast, no one would eat the tomatoes. So I have frozen chopped tomatoes, put a handful on with like my cooked breakfast. But again, that's much cheaper, because if I bought six fresh tomatoes, they would go off before I ate them. But for the same price, I've got a bag that I can just take a handful out.
I've got to say, I agree. One of the things I have changed recently, I know that if I'm working long days and I'm tired, I'm okay to buy frozen veg, chopped frozen veg, and stick it in the third drawer of the freezer. Very specifically, the third drawer.
I've got two massive drawers. I need more segregation.
But I know that then I can dip in, and one of my favourite things to buy frozen is the chef's base.
Mix. Yes,
and it's got celery, onion and carrots.
It's good for anything, but it's so fine, isn't it?
And the thing is, like, particularly like when I lived on my own before I was with Matt and I was making meals for one, it gets quite expensive when you buy a lot of things and you're kind of concerned, like, am I going to use everything?
Yes,
so buying like a bag of that for say a quid instead of buying everything separately was another way that I could kind of cut costs and also save a bit of time.
And also things like herbs and spices. I went down to the local shop that had all the Asian spices. The big bags were like 59p, and then I decanted them into the smaller things I already had at home. Because, you know, some of those like spices, like £1.65 a jar if you buy the like the branded ones. So actually, is there a more inexpensive way you could do that? My members in one of the groups have started buying big bags of herbs and then sharing them in spices and sharing them in group, making little pots. So again, is there something we had in group a few weeks ago, ladies that were bought a big bag of lentils, weren't going to eat them, so they shared them out in group and they all made a different recipe. So I think, again, if you're trying to save money, talking to other people, is there someone in your group or someone you know who's food optimizing who would like some shepherd's pie but wouldn't make a whole one themselves? Could you share? Like, I love that community sense when you're trying to save money and eat more healthily.
I've got some friends who they swap meals. They cook for themselves, but they occasionally kind of swap meals between each other just to give a bit of extra. Because if you are making six portions, you might not want to eat the same thing every evening.
Exactly.
And I suppose, you know, some of the basics of like the free food meals, like your very basic kind of chili, for instance, the fact it could go on a jacket potato, it could go with pasta, it could go with rice.
It's so versatile. It could then be made, like I do a spag bol one night, then make that into a chili. You know, are there things that you could be just adding some more veg into, or some more lentils or something like that, that could bulk it out as well? Also, which I don't know if you probably do remember, we were in a supermarket and they had the fruit and the veg that was in season. Buying in season's a lot cheaper as well than buying out of season. Like strawberries in summer are cheaper than winter, aren't they?
February, surely there can't be much that's in season in February. Maybe we've got that wrong. People will be...
I think there's going to be some root vegetables.
Angry listener in Surrey, contact Slimming World to say...
I reckon rhubarb or something's in season right now, and a plum with a pear. That's going to be in season.
No. Pears and apples are definitely September, October. I know that in my...
Should we look it up or should we wait for the listeners to come in?
Basically, we've proved a point that most of us are so used to things being available all the time that we just think it's unlimited and complete resource.
Yeah.
I mean, so like, I kind of look in the book here, and page 12 onwards talks about the free food. It talks about, you know, for you guys, the meat, the poultry, the fish, the eggs, the dairy products. For me, it's got plant-based proteins here. It's got rice, pasta, grains, vegetables. It goes into beans, peas, lentils, and fruit. I mean, I remember one of the tips that you gave me was kind of digging out the book, and I kind of went to...
Oh, look at your book!
Page 18, 19, and 2021, which is for the vegetables and the fruit, really. And I kind of... I went through and I put little arrows next to it of all the veg that I really love.
Yeah. Oh,
you know,
okay.
That are, for me, are like regulars. And then I circled the ones that I've got some extra kind of symbols next to them, because I learnt that from you.
I feel like I want to give you a gold star looking at this book, like, yes, someone listen to me.
Okay, one of the things I was looking at is how can I, you know, get, you know, symbol sense, I think it's called, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it talks about S being speed-free food. When you see the S symbol, it's a speed-free food, which means it's super low in calories per gram, and ideally you want to fill a third of your plate of speed-free food. And then things like kale, okra, purple sprouting broccoli, spring greens, things that I probably would never have heard of before Slimming World. Next to them, it has a C, F and an S, or a CS for purple sprouting broccoli. It means it's got extra fibre. It means it's got the speed-free food symbol, and it's got extra calcium.
So I always think about symbol stacking, like Lego. The more of the symbols you can get in, the better for your weight loss.
But see, that's what I mean. So I would say to people listening, get the book out, highlight the ones that you kind of love regularly, and then maybe pick a new one and then build the meal that you're making for Free Food Festival around that.
Yeah, and also if we're trying to save money, go through, find the things that maybe you haven't tried before that A, might be on special offer, might be slightly more inexpensive. Like I know if you're a meat eater, turkey is much cheaper than chicken. Like actually, is that something you can make a swap for that's easier? Is buying the dried chickpeas a cheaper alternative? You bulk buy rice and pasta, don't you? You know, that's a cheaper way to do it. And again, if we're talking about the Free Food Festival, think outside the box, think quirky, think something that someone hasn't done before, because that is what is going to be on that shop floor in Iceland. I'm going to ask you a bold question, a question you may never have been asked before.
Oh my goodness.
What's your favourite free food?
Oh.
You can only have one.
I mean, I think if I had to live off one forever on a desert island, it'd be potato. Only because of like the variety of ways that I know how to cook it. You know, there's tin potato, there's crisp potato, there's... We actually did a whole episode about potatoes.
But they're so versatile. I'm going to go pasta.
Wow.
Pasta is something that makes me... When I look in my pasta cupboard, I've got five different containers. I smile. Because I just know that that's going to make me happy in my tummy, happy in my mind, and just going to give me a great weight loss. I love
you
pasta.
You get so many different colours of pasta now as well, like the spinach fusilli.
Well, I went to a well-known discounted department store, and they have a food range, and I got some multicoloured ones, some red and white striped ones. I went exotic with the pasta. And seriously, I look at my plate, and I'm happy when I eat it. Pasta is my way to my heart.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I think a lot of people, when they think about going on a diet or losing weight, they think they're going to have to like restrict themselves, make these kind of real kind of big changes to their life. Like they're not going to be able to have potato or pasta. And I think maybe it sounds quite surprising to them, particularly, you know, if they've kind of read about or delved into the world of calorie counting, that you can have potato, you can have pasta, you don't have to weigh and measure and count it. Naturally, it's low in calories, so go for it, and you will still lose weight. I think a lot of people kind of look at this idea about free food. I mean, obviously don't steal it, you do have to pay for it, I would say that bit.
Yeah, love that
outside the Slimming World kind of, you know.
Just don't get to your local supermarket and knit your full shop.
Yeah, it's not free food like that. But I think a lot of people might find that that is surprising, that you can still have fun and make great meals that look great, that taste great, and still lose weight.
Yeah, and fit your budget and your lifestyle. Like, I don't know, my favourites in my house is creamy Cajun pasta, spaghetti bolognese, lasagna, like all those type of things, which I ate before. I just don't cook with the jars. I don't, you know, I buy the lower percent fatty of meat. I, you know, don't put 14 kilos of cheese on, maybe a measured amount, but it's just the way I've cooked it that's different. I think for me, I know that filling up on a big bowl of pasta is going to serve me so much better in my mind and my body than you going and eating a salad, because actually I'm going to be so full from that and I'm going to be so satisfied that I won't then go and trip myself up and start picking. My best weight losses come from the carbs, really do, because I'm satisfied.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I look at like the meals, like I've actually got my food diary for this week. Oh. You can just look at all my little pictures and stuff. I mean, it's...
Oh, look at all, we've got boxes, different. We've got arrows, it's, we've got ticks. This is like boxes.
Oh. Ticks for me are when I have kind of measured them.
Oh, I love this.
But some of the meals we've had this week, I mean, we've had jackfruit enchilada lasagna. We had Captain's Curry, which I think on a previous episode I mentioned, yeah. And actually it wasn't on the app, it was in a previous book. So.
Oh, okay. We've had lots of people messaging us about Captain, haven't we?
Yeah. Captain, and then we also done like a red lentil pasta bake. What else did we do here?
I'm looking, Wednesday looks curry. Like a happy day.
It's just been...
But do you know what I'm looking at? And you can't see it, guys, it's packed. Do you know what? It's packed in the free food, the healthy extras are measured, and the sins, the smallest column, has the least amount in it.
And this is where, for me, I think I'm starting to kind of crack these habits very slowly, is that I keep thinking of your little mantra in my head, free food is your friend, yes. And me and Matt had a conversation with each other where we had a very honest, let's talk about some of our habits. Oh. Things that were creeping in were like... You know, going for, say, like medjool dates or dried apricots snacking instead of the fact that we've got 6 apples that are waiting to be eaten.
Yeah.
For me, like going to coffee shops, can I just have a black coffee if I really want to keep, you know, within my sins and use my sins for, say, something like ice cream on my baked oats in the evening. And using these sections of speed free and free food. And I think that's where Free Food Festival for me has always been good, to coming back to the key core part of the plan, which is these over 300, you know, foods, which, okay, I haven't got 300 because I'm choosing not to eat eggs, dairy, fish, meat.
But
there's still a hell of a lot.
Yeah. I mean, look how much you've eaten. You know, and
we found a beetroot salad in a low-cost supermarket, and we got that, and it was free.
Was it free?
It was free, and we were amazed, and so we just thought, right, let's get that, and we just spoon a bit on that. We made our own hummus, so we used that as a condiment.
Love that.
You know, that also...
Maybe a ketchup the other week.
I'm really guilty that I don't always measure things like condiments.
That's the biggest change I had to make. You know, a little sachet of mayo, 3 sins for a little sachet. I used to have 8 of those with a well-known takeaway. Again, just chucking that out, my lifestyle got me a weight loss. But I think it's especially for people who are maybe listening and haven't experienced free food, it is so liberating when you go, I can eat all of this is really lovely, I'm in such a safe space, and actually how much fun can I have with this? And the bonus is, with a lot of this we can really save some money and get cooking, because a lot of people, Phil said, I know you're really on it when you cook every night, I know that you're struggling when you're like, and there's something in the oven or the freezer for you, Phil, because you haven't cooked. And that's when I get excited. The more excited I get, the more weight I lose.
That's interesting. So when I'm cooking every night, I feel like that's where there's room to wobble. If I'm planning like batch cooks and I'm cooking maybe every other night, I know that that's, you know, it's already, the decision has already been made. So, but small little things that what we find moving away from the sins, like I was using flavoured yoghurt with my overnight oats, switch into plain, no sugars, fat-free yoghurt with a little bit of like vanilla essence.
So gorgeous.
Meant that it was free.
And cheaper actually, because you can buy the bigger pot of the yoghurt and flavour it up. You know, things like, for me, I know that I'm liable to snack on crisps. So if I'm really full, like had a big jacket potato, a big bowl of pasta, or I don't know, a massive roasted vegetables with loads of meat or something, I won't then go and eat the crisps. But if I've tried to go and just eat some salad and, you know, maybe have my porridge for breakfast, that's when the crisps and the snacks will kind of hit in. So yeah, I always think free food first. If I know I'm on a kind of wobble, make sure I've got all those free food things I can grab. Like in my fridge at the moment, I've got three different varieties of melon chop, loads of fruit, loads of cooked meat. I've made some hummus, carrot sticks already chopped up. So if I know I'm having a psychological wobble, I'm just grabbing.
Yeah, make it easy for yourself. Yeah. And I suppose, you know, the idea that free food being unlimited is that it naturally fills you up with foods that are lower in calories.
So you're cut off with them, isn't there?
Naturally, yeah. you know, yes, unlimited, I think, is an interesting word, because eventually you kind of feel full and you know you're full and you don't want anymore.
Yeah. But it's saying, actually, I don't have to restrict on these things, because these are the things that are going to nourish me. These are things that are going to keep me full.
And nutritious.
Exactly. And the kind of, I think if you start restricting those things is when you get into really kind of, I know I got in really messed up habits with food. So for example, when I calorie counted, if you gave me a banana for the same calories as a packet of crisps, I would pick the crisps or the chocolate every single time because I liked it more. But actually with the free food, it makes me make better choices.
Yeah. So we would love to see some photos of what are you providing as your free food festival meals. Display. I'm rubbish at taking photos of my food. Mostly, you know, when they're steamy.
Yes.
Then the steam goes in the camera and then it looks rubbish. So ideally, apparently, the trick is, this is how food...
Take it cold, don't it?
You take a photo of it cold.
I've started to use portrait mode on my phone and stand on a chair from an angle. That helps.
Please do that safely.
Ask my members on the WhatsApp group. I love taking a good picture.
So yes, let us know. What kind of free foods are you really enjoying and celebrating this month? It would be fascinating to hear. And if you are kind of delving into some of the recipes which are in the new book, then let us know. That there are 5 recipes which I understand over the next week or few weeks will be shared on the Slimming World blog, which I think you can access and you can read even if you're not a Slimming World member. So do check out those if you need a bit of inspiration. You're just dipping your toe into the Slimming World land that we often talk about.
We're going to go look in these cupboards.
Sure. Come on then, let's do it. Right, I'm rolling the music. We're going to have a quick look. Okay, I know there's not actually a lot. Anna's opening. No, just cups. There's just cups. Okay, on the top there I can see sauces.
We've got
tomato
condiments.
Tomato ketchup.
What's this?
There's salt.
There's English mustard.
Oh. Okay, there's some syrups here.
What have we
look
got?
Quite old.
Oh, caramel. Hazelnut. All sticky.
Chili flakes.
Cashmere-y chili flakes.
Okay, we're going in the fridge. We're going in the fridge.
Ooh, we've got some lots of water olives. We've got real mayonnaise. I'm just thinking 5,000 sins for that bottle. But they're very good at hydration.
I've got to say, there's nothing but water. Nothing. That's really poor, isn't it? Anything else? Okay, let's come on top, go on the top.
Oh,
okay, there's tea bags.
Chamomile tea. Bags.
Baked beans.
Biscuits.
Baked beans.
With sausage.
Chocolate biscuits.
Not biscuits, with sausage.
Anything else over here? Over here? One more.
Oh, cleaning products.
No. I have to say that is the most disappointing fridge kitchen raid we've ever done. It was much better at the Slimming World office anyway. Anyway, we'll leave it there. Bye for now. Have a great week.
Toodles!